Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God. It's a double rainbow all the way. Whoa, that's so intense. Whoa, man. Wow. Whoa. Whoa. Whoa! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Woo! Oh my!
That guy's dead.
Oh, is that what that sound effect means?
This guy, I read the story.
But he got to see a double rainbow before
he
died.
He was famous.
This is actually a viral video.
Yeah, he's famous.
Been around for a while.
From 2010.
Okay. I don't think I saw it.
A lot of people did. Millions of people did. 48 million people did.
Yeah, he was the double
rainbow. As a matter of fact.
He lived off the land in California, kind of an old hippie-looking dude. 57, he died.
Cause of death not released.
He lived on the mountains somewhere and just, lived off the land and just kind of kept to himself. And then he also started social media and that double rainbow after that, apparently. I saw the story a little bit yesterday about him.
So he lived off the land, but
he had the phone, I guess.
He had the phone.
Yeah, I guess he did. Yeah.
He had the iPhone, yeah. I guess. Yeah. At least in 2010.
Yeah.
More of the players that had Little Richard include, but are not limited to, Jim Neighbor's butt plug.
Poor Jim.
Not sure that I can say that one, although I think I can. I'm going to let it go.
I love that we can say Jim Neighbor's butt plug, and the next one is like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that one.
I know.
The next one might be too far.
Right.
The next one might be. I'm just not sure. I think it's okay, but I don't want, it has to do with Khalifa. Joe sucks. Josh Blue's Party Mice gets a hit.
Just Joe sucks?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Don't play anything?
That's fine.
No, just Joe sucks.
Joe sucks. Don't play anything. Great.
Kathleen's fourth hole gets a hit.
All right.
Don't know Kathleen.
Don't know Kathleen either. Kathleen Dunbar's phone the program. It's not her.
We can ask.
I don't think she'll know the bit.
Probably not.
I don't know the Keezer bit next. I've got no idea. Cracking Uranus gets a hit. Lake Titicaca Scrotum Frogs gets a hit.
Yeah, it's a little bit too.
No, we did a story about that.
Did we? Scrotum Frogs?
There were some kind of frog. I don't know if they were called scrotum frogs.
Lemmy Winks gets a hit. Let's play Who's Moister.
That's a good game. You have to get at least two contestants, though.
Yeah.
Loretta Swit.
You were right, Todd. 2016, October, 10,000 scrotum frogs die mysteriously in Lake Titicaca.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, it actually was. Scrotum frog. You didn't even make that part up.
Nope, they are called scrotum frogs.
I get those checked, by the way, if you got those.
I'm sure we investigated at the time, but why do they call them scrotum frogs? Do they look like scrotum?
The skin probably looks like a balls or something like that.
These frogs look like balls.
It has amazingly baggy skin, which gives it the common name, the scrotum frog.
All right.
It's the first thing people think of when they see baggy skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, scrotum.
Scrotum frog.
Lou Holtz, House of Nuru, gets a hit.
Did you ever go scrotum frog gigging when you were in Arkansas?
Never. Never. They didn't have those at Horseshoe Lake there.
But
Horseshoe
Bend. Frog gigging was a thing. Just not scrotum frog gigging.
Frog gigging was a thing.
You don't want to grab those.
Is scrotum,
how about gay if you grab the scrotum frogs?
Is scrotum gigging a thing?
Not that I'm aware of.
The best part is, you know, the first people that saw those, there was one name.
Yeah.
They went, oh, that's a scrotum frog. Right. And everybody went, yeah.
Yeah, it
no,
is.
That, yeah, yeah. We, that's fine.
I can see it.
No argument.
Looks like my balls.
There was no debate on what to call that frog the first time they saw it.
Right.
Everybody went, yep, looks like a scrotum.
Right. Immediate consensus.
The coronavirus, especially devastating for the 175,000 people living in the Navajo Nation.
No, we're not counting them, though.
More than 3,100 cases, more per capita than any state.
Yeah, they're getting
and,
hammered there.
Well, and there's other things. Like, they don't have running water!
Yeah, there was a...
They don't have running water, Todd.
I'm not exactly sure the
I've
story...
I've been on the reservation.
But they don't have running water.
No, I know, the reservation...
And much of it is abject poverty. Apparently, like a lot of reservations, but this one in particular.
Apparently that dumbass governor in South Dakota, the Trump chick wannabe... she asked them to do something, and since they control their own land, something about take down the Corona siren signs or something like that. Did you hear a story on that?
Yeah,
and that nation said, no, we're leaving them up.
Yeah, they are stopping people going in and testing them.
Right.
And they said, take down your test sites. And they said, oh, hell no, get the hell out of our area.
Right, because the governor doesn't
if you got the virus, go around.
She's like our governor, you know, of Trump wannabes. So.
Yeah, but they're their own sovereign nation.
They
right?
are.
They don't have to listen to that.
No, she asked them, and they said no. Because she don't want to make it look bad. You start counting, you look bad, Todd.
Now, the group Doctors Without Borders, we normally think of them as an international institution, but now they're in New Mexico helping out the Native American communities because we can't.
Good for them.
Most of that reservation is in
Arizona. No, we can't. If we could, we would.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it is in New Mexico. And that's where I keep hearing the reports.
They ain't real Americans there.
Out of New Mexico.
The Navajo
Nation
are
the real Americans.
Is part of Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gets into southern Utah as well. Yeah, they're the original Americans.
Yeah.
Those guys can trace their ancestry back to original Americans.
Right.
Okay, so there's those people that need help.
Yeah.
These people need help, but in a completely different way. New York City couple facing hate crime charges, shouting slurs at three ultra-Orthodox Jewish men trying to rip off their protective masks. Those people need help, too.
Yeah.
Throw them away.
It's becoming, I don't get it.
Throw those people away. I mean, why take off somebody's mask?
Because, I don't know. I read that happened in Oklahoma a couple weeks back. They were trying to take people's masks off.
They were detained by a neighborhood watch group. That's nice.
Good.
Yeah.
I remember when I first started skiing. Well, you know, years into it, when the helmet became popular, there was a lot of skiers that would beat up other skiers and take the helmet off. No.
No, that didn't happen.
They didn't, didn't really care. Yeah. You can wear a helmet if you want to, and I can wear a helmet if I don't have to wear a mask. If,
it's two different things.
I don't.
Yeah.
Well, there are some places that require you to wear a helmet if you're driving your motorcycle.
Right, right.
Right.
Well, and I know there's much unrest about that still.
Well, you're
because you don't get the wind going through your hair. And that's a constitutional right, apparently.
Well, that's still a whole different thing than the mask. The mask is getting other people sick. If your head hits the wall, it's
again,
on you.
You're only taking your personal safety into
Oh, yeah, because motorcycle crashes are not contagious.
No,
they're not.
Ski crashes, not contagious. Car crashes, not contagious.
No.
I'm tired of the false equivalencies I see in here.
Now, this San Francisco Public Department of Health
Libtard.
Says that homeless people put up in hotels there are being given free alcohol and drugs.
By the hotel?
They don't know who's paying for it.
Okay.
It's not the city. They're not using government funds. They don't know who's paying for it.
That might incentivize me to go out.
They say they are referring to this as harm reduction practices. They say these harm reduction-based practices are not unique to San Francisco. They're not paid for with taxpayer money. They help guests successfully complete isolation and quarantine and have significant individual and public health benefits in the pandemic.
So if you give them your alcohol and drugs, they don't have to wander the streets looking for their alcohol and drugs.
That's what they're saying.
It's all
just
right there.
Weed or is it illegal?
I've given you the information I have.
Yeah, whatever, man. Good for them.
Alcohol and drugs.
In the morning.
Yeah, I'd like you to be more specific.
I've given you the information I have.
That doesn't
I'm as specific as I can be.
Well, what can we do to entice you to give us more?
Send me there.
Okay.
Okay.
Do a little investigative.
Yeah, right. I would need to do some.
Shove a room. Right.
I would need to do a little investigative reporting.
Right. Craig's on assignment. Right. He's in San Francisco getting drunk
being
and
being homeless.
But he's on assignment.
Right. Checking to see what kind of drugs and alcohol are available at the Free Drugs and Alcohol Hotel.
He's homeless in San Francisco. Undercover assignment.
Is this like a particular shelter?
Let's run up the chain and see if they get the cash.
Is it a hotel?
Homeless people put up in hotels.
Hotels, okay.
Yep. Good for the hotels. That's nice.
Oh, so all hotels.
Some, I've given you the information I have. You can throw out. You can... Make
Todd,
any
now
sort
Todd's
of.
Todd's doubling down. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I can't say all the hotels are giving out weed and Crown Royal.
Well, I'm sorry. You say free drugs and alcohol.
That doesn't mean weed and Crown.
That piques my curiosity.
In the morning.
So I'm curious about the details.
Of course it
right.
does.
Because if somebody says, I'd like to give you some free drugs and alcohol, I'd want to know, can I be specific?
Which drugs?
Can you give me...
Well, I want to know which drugs.
Do I have a choice?
Alcohol, whatever you want.
Yeah,
whatever
well,
you
in this case, they want to keep you off the street. So if they're not giving you your drug of choice,
no,
that's not keeping you off the street.
True.
Yeah. They give you a little menu, and you choose from the menu.
Yes. That's exactly what they do.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Homeless people, come on over here, check out this menu. Nah, but, you know, throw it away when you're done because of the virus.
What if it keeps them in place? And good. That sounds like more of a solution than a lot of things I've
heard. Chocolates on their pillows in the morning, it says.
That seems like an amenity that should stick around after the virus.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Booze and drugs at all the high-end hotels.
I'm sorry you have to be homeless for that.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and these aren't necessarily high-end.
No,
just motels. Well, they're putting up homeless people.
Yeah, that's something Airbnb and VRBO should adopt.
Oh, yeah.
Rent with us. Free drugs and alcohol.
Rent my place. There's an 8-ball waiting for you.
Holy cow. We'll be there a minute.
And a 6-pack in the
then
fridge.
Your place is shredded, though.
We will be there, and it'll be clean.
Right.
Shredded and clean.
I will say I've had Airbnbs where they've left a 6-pack in the fridge.
Yeah, but not an 8-ball. That'd be great.
No.
You had to go searching farther for the 8-ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Dude, where's the 8-ball?
Even in Denver, there wasn't, like, free weed in the apartment. Mm.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre denied that he got over $1 million for Mississippi speaking engagements. He did not attend.
But he paid it back, so what's that mean?
Yeah.
I paid I'll tell you what it means.
I just gave him extra million.
Report from the Mississippi State Auditor said that Favre's company was paid $1.1 million in 2017 and 2018 for appearances, promotions, autographs, speeches that he did not attend. He said that Favre said, look, they didn't pay me for all that. He said he was paid for recording public service announcements and commercials that ran in Mississippi.
Okay, so
he said he just went in and did some voice work for him.
He thought they'd give him $1 million for that?
Well, who knows how much he did?
A PSA and some recorded announcements, $1 million.
Commercials. Commercials.
Oh, okay, a commercial.
Okay, so if he
still
did
$1 million. $1 million in Mississippi?
In 2 years.
Yeah, okay.
2017 and 2018.
That's a pretty good deal. I know he's a famous man, but.
See, but if I obtained that money legitimately.
He said he did ads that ran for 3 years.
I would be inclined not to give it back if I actually earned it.
Right.
So well, what he's doing here is being a good guy. He realizes that other people are bad people here.
Got it.
Other people are doing bad things. And he says he just did ads that ran for 3 years. He was paid for it, no different than any other time he's done endorsements for other people.
I like Brett. I'm glad he's
okay.
So
he says for the auditor to say that he took over $1 million and didn't show up for speaking engagements is absolutely 100% not true.
Because he
he's just repaying the money.
He was associated with bad actors and wanted no part of it.
I don't want it. Yeah, don't want my name involved in this. All I did, I did some spots on the radio. I thought that's what this was. Now they're saying they're paying me for all this stuff. No, that wasn't the agreement. Here, have your money back.
Good dude.
All right. I'll give him that.
Yeah. He says he has never no-showed anyone in regards to speaking engagements or commercials or anything of that nature.
Well, he did no-show the second season he played with the Vikings.
Yeah, but he was old.
Well, there was injury involved there.
He was old.
Wasn't there?
Yeah. That's okay. You got quarterback Aaron Rodgers in a couple years.
That and the
maybe
he'll
four
be
or
a,
five.
He'll
he
kind of
phoned it in.
Right.
Maybe because he was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, after he got you closer to the Super Bowl than you'd been in 20 years.
There you go.
He did 30. He did okay.
Yeah.
Rodgers will be a Viking soon.
We did not send out the bat signal for Mo, did we?
No.
But maybe
I don't have it ready.
Is he responding to one that we sent out several weeks ago?
No, just had something to drop in on that what we were talking about a minute ago.
All right. What's up, Mo?
Hey, fellas.
What you doing, bud?
Did I miss a bat signal a couple weeks ago? I'm sorry.
No.
I think you did, actually. Yeah, there was one.
But you're pretty good. You're about 90% responsive.
All right.
All right. Feel like a failure today.
No.
Hang on.
Hey, Mo.
Never
hey,
feel
Mo.
That way.
Hey, Mo. Go ahead, Mo.
No, I was calling about a year and a half ago. Me and a bunch of buddies got an Airbnb in Denver, mm-hmm. and the couple that owned the house lived right behind the house that they rented us.
Right.
And they sold us, or they sold a couple of buddies of mine, weed that they grew right behind that place.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Awful convenient for the fellas in the group. And,
Did they provide you any, or did you have to pay for it?
I can't remember exactly how much. It wasn't a lot, but he gave it super cheap, and he didn't push it. They were a total hippie couple, and he was like, well, if you guys are 420 traveling, you know, I grow my own behind the house here.
Dude, and here's an 8-ball, all right?
No.
That'd be nice. All right, that's cool, man. Thanks, Mo. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
I did ask him if they put that in the ad to entice people.
Right, you probably could or not.
And that's, no, it wasn't in there.
Right.
I don't know if you can do that.
Ken on the email. Well, they went out to Colorado to acquire some pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, the city of Denver, everywhere, mask everywhere.
Good for them.
No one bitching about it.
Denver, at least. That restaurant I saw the other day is in Colorado somewhere, and they just pulled their license.
Yeah, other counties.
Yeah. It was packed. Man. Nobody liked it. It was just packed restaurant with no mask anywhere.
Aren't quite as insistent. I'd be curious to where that was.
I don't know either. That's in the news.
Hmm. And they're looking to open up the malls again.
Man.
America's biggest mall owner, eager to reopen, Simon Property Group, says they're going to have about half their properties operating again in the next few days. They've got about 200 malls and outlet centers around the nation.
Has this devastated the malls? Because, the traffic was declining rapidly before the pandemic.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see a story because I know that people hate to hear the word new normal, but they're talking about the economy and how economies change with all kinds of things. And they're talking about the online economy is going to be the future for a lot of things.
That restaurant you were talking about in Colorado?
Yeah.
That was in Castle Rock.
All right.
So just south of
that's
Denver.
That's south of Denver.
Yeah.
I only saw the story on that, Craig. They found a guy in line there, just it was packed. If you saw the pictures of that restaurant, it's crazy packed with no mask anywhere. It was just the God gave him the right in the Constitution to be there.
God, that guy doesn't go to church.
He got everything wrong.
That guy does not go to church.
He got everything wrong.
He's a lying fool.
God gave me the right in the Constitution.
Well, that's all you
got
to mention.
At this restaurant. Yes.
Yeah. The activity,
right.
And then God, and then the Constitution, even though they had nothing to do with each other.
God,
wow.
I watched that last night. I said, oh, Jesus.
It's in the Bible and the Constitution. No.
I'm allowed to eat in this restaurant. God gave me the Constitution.
It's not.
To do my lat pulls. That's in the Bible, right?
Yeah.
I get on the lat machine.
Yep.
God gave me the right for the lat machine. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.